Well, I'm out on the bins this morning and I've got Kevin here with me. And do you know what, Kevin? I mean, I knew that people came in for quite a bit of abuse in the job, but the level really, really surprises me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, the public aren't as patient as they could be. You know, these guys have a really important job to do every day of the week, 5 days a week. And, you know, they do get a fair bit of stick, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it's, you know, school run time, people trying to get to work. And everybody just seems to be in too much of a hurry these days. It's an essential service that they provide. And it would just be nice if people just slowed down a little bit and allowed them to get on and do their job as efficiently and quickly as possible to get them off the road, you know.
So you've got a few people sort of like honking their horns, but it's been stronger than that in Slough, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we had one unfortunate incident last year where two guys with baseball bats smashed up the cab of one of our vehicles just because the guys in the refuse truck held them up for 30 seconds. It was nothing more than that. They just wanted to pass them. They couldn't. They smashed up the vehicle, and obviously these guys were extremely traumatised and really shouldn't expect that kind of behaviour through their daily work, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine they must have been really shaken up by that.
Oh, they were absolutely shaking. I mean, that happened at about 10:30 in the morning, and we had to take them home after that. I mean, thankfully they weren't hurt. The truck was in quite a bad way, but the people were fine, which is the main priority. You know, we can replace glass in a truck, but people are a whole different ballgame.
And you've had, you know, guns pulled out on people.
Yeah, we had an incident a couple of summers ago where a resident in one particular area waved a handgun in front of the crew, you know, which again was a massive shocker for them. You know, it was towards the end of their day and they were kind of just expecting to cruise back into the yard and finish their paperwork and go home, and instead, you know, a guy jumped out with a gun.
Now, we're over in East Berkshire, down to the west. They're having snow again this morning, and clearly over the past few weeks it's been difficult for you, you know, to keep up with all of the bin emptying, you know, because of the snow and ice on the roads.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it caused havoc to the service. Unfortunately, we had 2 days where the guys weren't able to get out at all, and we had a further 5 or 6 days where they were only able to really get onto the main roads within their round. I mean, unfortunately, you know, that left a lot of side roads where we weren't able to get down, and the bins remained full for a few days. We're pretty much caught up now, though. It's really just bits and bobs around the edges, you know, that we're tidying up.
I've been watching the blokes working this morning, and the speed of it when you're observing is striking. It's quite hard to keep up with them, actually. And you say that they empty around 7,000 bins per team a week.
Absolutely, yeah. It's about 7,000 bins a week per crew. I mean, not only are they working at pace, but they're working safely as well, and that's really important. You know, these guys are so aware of the environment they're working in. They're aware of traffic, they're aware of pedestrians, they're aware of, you know, the quality of the pavement they're walking on, potholes, those kind of things. It's very easy to twist an ankle, you know, when you're pushing a couple of bins along. So, you know, these guys really ought to be credited with, you know, a lot more than they are.
Yeah, and I know that the guy driving the truck this morning, he cracked two ribs in the snow.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you've seen from following the guys this morning, he's out and about of the truck a lot of the time too, helping them out, you know, just to get the work finished as quickly as possible. And unfortunately slipped on some ice and cracked two ribs on the curb, yeah.